BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Riot police in Georgia have used pepper spray and water cannon against protesters who took to the streets after the government suspended moves to join the European Union until 2028. A tense standoff is continuing in the capital, Tbilisi, with demonstrators setting up burning barricades. Rehan Dimitri is in Georgia.
The Georgian Dream Party have consolidated influence in pretty much all of the government institutions. The last remaining independent institution is the president's office, and Salome Zurabishvili turned up in the protest rally on Thursday night. She confronted some of the riot police, saying, "Why are you here? Are you defending Georgia or are you defending Russia?" She called on the European Union to help this country hold new elections.
President Vladimir Putin has threatened to attack decision-making centres in Kyiv using Russia's new Oreshnik ballistic missiles. He was speaking after Russia attacked Ukraine's energy infrastructure, leaving more than a million people without power. President Volodymyr Zelensky accused him of trying to derail efforts by the US president-elect Donald Trump to end the war. Here's Sarah Rainsford.
He's clearly trying to ramp up the rhetoric, to ramp up the threats and the warnings, because I think the timing is critical. This is all ahead of Donald Trump returning to the White House. This is a moment when Vladimir Putin really wants to press his advantage on the battlefield to force Ukraine essentially into submission. And these massive attacks on the energy and the fuel infrastructure, just as we head into winter, are absolutely critical and central to that.
Russian and Syrian warplanes have bombed rebels in northwest Syria trying to push back their two-day offensive near the Turkish border. War monitors are reporting that Islamist fighters have cut the Damascus-Aleppo highway and control its junction with another road parallel to the Turkish border. Saeed Shehata from BBC Arabic explains why the fighting is taking place now.
Syria now is under constant attacks since October last year from Israeli strikes, which target Iranian militant advisor. What happened yesterday is one of the Iranian senior commanders was killed in this fighting. So it's a golden opportunity for the rebel groups to benefit from the attack on the main ally for the Syrian army, which is the Iranian militant inside there and the Hezbollah fighters in Syria.
The Israeli military has renewed a nighttime curfew for South Lebanon on day two of a ceasefire with Hezbollah. Travel south of the Litani River is banned. World News from the BBC. The government of Chad says it's ending military cooperation with France. A foreign ministry statement said it was terminating a revised defence cooperation agreement with France signed in 2019 as it wanted to fully assert its sovereignty. There's been no immediate reaction from France. The head of the World Health Organization says 90% of displaced Gazans are now living in tents, making them vulnerable to respiratory diseases. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus also warned of shortages of medicine and food, especially in northern Gaza.
Cold weather, rain and flooding are expected to exacerbate food insecurity and malnutrition. At the same time, the ongoing blockade of northern Gaza is limiting the entry of essential resources, including blankets, fuel and food, all of which are already in short supply.
A recent WHO mission to the north found a high number of trauma patients and cases of chronic diseases needing treatment. Two Bulgarian men have pleaded guilty in a British court to spying for Russia. The guilty pleas from Orlin Rusev and Biser Jambazov were made public at the start of a trial of three other Bulgarian suspects who deny spying charges. Prosecutors allege all five were part of a ring that gathered information on targets of interest to Russia. They say hundreds of electronic devices were recovered from their base in Great Yarmouth and Britain's east coast. The WHO has urged countries to improve vigilance for bird flu to help prevent its spread to humans. It said better surveillance of wild and farmed birds is needed, alongside monitoring of other animals susceptible to infection, including dairy cattle and pigs. And that's the latest bulletin from BBC News.